الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله، وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك، وأرسلناك للناس رسولا، وكفى بالله شهيدا. من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله، ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the previous lesson we spoke about the munafiqeen in the condition, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that death can overtake you wherever you are, even if you are in a lofty tower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the condition of munafiqeen are such that they say, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةً يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. If some good has to come upon them, then they say this came from Allah. But if some evil has to come upon them, then they attribute this evil coming to them because of you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because of your presence, they say because of you, O Muhammad, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with these calamities, etc. So in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma asabaka min hasana fa min Allah. The reality of the matter is that whatever hasana, good, has to come to you, whatever blessing comes to you, this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith even explained that a person only gains entry into Jannah also on account of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person does good deeds because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do good deeds to gain his entry into Jannah, his admission into Jannah. But the final decision of him going into Jannah or not, that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits him into Jannah, then that is a blessing and a hasana that came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever good comes to us, whatever goodness comes to us, whatever blessing comes to us, then that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And whatever evil comes upon us, then this has come upon us on account of our own doings. Like for example, if a person, some musibat has to afflict him, then he must attribute this immediately to himself, that maybe I did so and so guna, so and so sin, then on account of that deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me with this musibah. But now when we look at the case of a mu'min and a case of a kafir, the cases of a mu'min and a kafir differs. A kafir is tested now in the dunya and he'll be tested in the akhirah. So supposedly some musibah has to afflict him in this dunya, so he's going through some test now in this world, and then he will be tested again in the akhirah. But a mu'min, when some test comes upon him in this dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how does he respond after this, after he's been tested with a certain test and trial that he's going through. So if he is patient, he makes sabr, and he is steadfast, and he understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him to expiate and make maaf his sins, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for him something better in akhirah, then this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this musibah become a sabab, a means for his gunas and for his sins to be forgiven. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that a person made so much of guna, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive him. So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him? Allah sometimes puts him through some tests in this dunya so that he can get forgiven like that. That becomes a kafara. We call it a kafara. His sins get expiated in that way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. Remember, hadith comes that even a shawka, a person may be pricked by a thorn. That's all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he is That is considered as a musibah that has fallen upon him, and if he makes sabr through that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran also says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When a musibah has to afflict a person, if he says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Then for such people, they will earn the salawat, the mercies and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people are rightly guided. So whenever a person is afflicted with whatever the musibat be, he immediately must say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and he will be rewarded for that, and for being steadfast and patient. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. We send you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a messenger unto mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say here, لِلْعَرَبْ only, or for the non-Arabs. Allah says, لِلنَّاسِ, for everybody. So whoever receives this message, even after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger for mankind to come right till the day of Qiyamah. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as a witness. In other words, Allah knows very well that you are His prophet, you are His messenger, and Allah knows the message that you conveyed unto the people and how they responded. Then Allah says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ. Now whoever obeys the messenger, let him know, فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Then obeying the messenger of Allah tantamounts to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. And whoever turns away, in other words, after you have conveyed the message to them, if they did not listen, they did not accept, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Muhammad, we haven't sent you upon them as a guard or as a keeper to watch over every deed of theirs. That is not your mission. Your mission, as Quran mentions in another place, إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. So our mission is to convey the message to the people, but we cannot force a person to do a particular thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not force the kuffar to become Muslims. He had to convey the message that if you accept iman, then you will be entering Jannah, but if you reject, then you will enter Jahannam forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to accept. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.